Hey, what is up, Wantrepreneurs and entrepreneurs all over the world? It's Brian Lofermento here, host of the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast, and this is an Action Saturday episode that I am so excited to pass the baton to a guest that you all know and love already because you heard him in this Monday's episode, which was episode 819, and his name is Topher Deutschman. Now, Topher absolutely rocked this Monday's episode, and he is giving you an Action Saturday that somehow we have not given enough attention to here on this show in 800 some odd episodes. I'm so excited that Topher's the one to bring you today's action because Topher is an experienced owner, leader, and strategist. He's a lifelong entrepreneur that's launched, bought, built, managed, and sold businesses, everything from his first lemonade stand, a college side hustle e-commerce business to restaurants, a wine and spirits distribution company, and now Jombine, which is a recruiting platform that, as you all heard on Monday, is legitimately sparking a revolution in the hiring space. And I don't say that in the way that we throw that word around quite loosely within the world of business and entrepreneurship, but I so deeply respect and admire everything that Topher is doing with his company, Jombine. They are changing the game. You heard all about it on Monday, so definitely check out episode 819 if you missed it. Otherwise, today's Action Saturday. Take it away, Topher.
Thanks, Brian. It's great to be back on the show. When you asked me about contributing to this Action Saturday, the first thought that jumped to mind was the value of an inner circle, the people that we lean into when growing our companies and for ourselves personally from a mind, body, and soul perspective. The inner circle is not what you might think, though. I mean, it's so much more than just a group of partners, colleagues, employees, vendors, and the people that you rely on in your company. I mean, at Jombine, I can't live without those people, right? Those employees, those partners to build, guide, grow, and lead. I mean, that's a given. You got to surround yourself with those incredible people. But when I talk about an inner circle, I look at things a little deeper. We need to find people to put it in our corner, people to help, to give us advice, hold us accountable, to spurn ideas and help challenge ourselves, help challenge our own status quo. But here's the thing, it's a really hard proposition to do. I mean, one of the biggest mistakes I made early on in my efforts to put this group together was expecting that I'd have this like formal group of elder-like individuals who would be there every time I needed it, right? Or like the Mr. Miyagi type that was just this true one-on-one mentor that was constantly feeding into me. This is pretty silly though. I mean, at least I don't think we can expect that out of people, or at least I don't think that's the right fit for me. I mean, especially if you want to form a truly diverse and talented group. Instead though, let's take a different lens into this group. One that leans on different kinds of groups and people, meaning including those you've never even met or those you may only talk to once or twice a year, and even those who are no longer alive. All right, so here's what I mean. I actually have three separate groups that I can group into and kind of lean on. The first group, I call them the heart. These are like my people, right? The people that I rely on pretty much every day. My wife, for instance. My wife is a rock for me. I mean, we don't really talk like the nuts and bolts of business, but she knows me better than anyone, and I depend on her strength and vision. I mean, my kids, they don't just make me smile. I mean, they put everything into perspective. And so often they give me some of my best inspiration. Look, if you've got kids, involve them in your business. I promise they'll open your mind to things you would have never thought of. And then my parents, right? My mom, she's such a big-hearted soul who supports me no matter what. My sister, another brilliant leader who gives such great advice. My father-in-law, who I go to at least once a month for some big question. My brothers-in-laws, my sisters-in-laws, even my cousins, nephews, and nieces. I mean, there's such a different level of care and discernment that you can get from your family. And then there's the close friends. I mean, there's too many to name, you know, but I would not be where I am today without them. My first client, for instance, at Jombine was a friend. Some of my most valued advisors, friends. I mean, there isn't a week that doesn't go by where I haven't leaned and learned from a friend for that support. I mean, truly, friends from high school, college, neighbors, sports, from church, and even on the sideline at our kids' games. And even those who've passed, I mean, I go to their wisdom bank weekly. My dad was the most brilliant businessman, and I think so often about what he would have done in a specific situation. My mother-in-law had such amazingly gentle wisdom that I lean on so often. My brother, who is as driven as anyone you've ever met, And I learned so much about how leading with a big heart makes a difference. So I go to these people every single day in my head and in their theories and their approaches to how I approach business. These are my people. It's a different level of support, love, and care, and probably the most important group in the inner circle. The second group, these are the advocates, the kind and giving people who want to help you because they love business, or maybe they love your vision, or just the entrepreneur community in general. I love this group. You don't lean into this group as often as your people, but when you do, they are so dang valuable. Maybe it's even just a couple times a year, but these are the folks that you get to spend an hour plus with digging into the nitty gritty. I mean, for me, they include industry pros, startup kings, incredibly bright and driven leaders. It's the people that I admire and have specifically reached out to for help. And yes, like it's a formal ask. You know, I'm asking, can I lean into you on my journey? I mean, they're connected. They love to share. They give more than they receive, and they get it. They don't necessarily need to get you, but they get that entrepreneurship is freaking hard, and they wouldn't have succeeded themselves without their own advocates. I mean, this is going to be a really big group too. I mean, I have at least 50, probably even closer to 100. And I tap into this group often. I actually challenge myself. I should probably be tapping into them even more often, considering how valuable and profound and guiding their support is. Lastly, there's the group you'll probably never meet, and maybe the group you hadn't even thought about trying to tap into. It's what I call the icons. For me, this is a collection of writers, scholars, and spiritual philosophers. I have a handful of writers, for instance, that I've read nearly all of their works, and I listen to all their interviews, podcasts, articles, etc. I mean, Brené Brown, Seth Godin, Ryan Holiday, Rob Bell, Simon Sinek, and others. And even for things like mindset and pushing myself, I go to specific people, like for David Goggins, or for purpose, I go to Napoleon Hill. Spiritual perspective, Campbell, Watts, Frankel, Peterson. When I'm struggling, I lean into Psalms and find solace in David's intense poetry. When I need faith, it's the Gospels of Jesus. There's also those who I don't follow as deeply, but lean into for certain topics. Like I've got people who I've curated specifically for just marketing strategies or sales and fatherhood and habits. I've come to trust them and use their wisdom weekly. I feel like I know these icons so well. Like I know their theories, approach, and mindset. I hear them when I think. I can ask them questions and I imagine their answers. So I don't know them, but I know them, right? And I don't copy and paste either, but these icons, they influence so much of what I do, so much of what I create and how I attack key decisions. And if you really dig into my work, you'll see them shining throughout in so many ways. So here's my charge to the entrepreneur audience. Build your groups, prioritize it, prioritize them, and make it a point to cultivate these groups and relationships like a garden. You'll need to plant seeds by asking people for help. You'll need to water the garden through communications and regular outreach. You'll tend to the garden through gratitude and maybe even helping them back, or maybe even helping them first. You'll want to prune the garden. In other words, kick people out, and certainly harvest it by taking their advice to heart. So don't do this alone. Get help and lean on others. Lean on your circle. Do you need somebody to start with in your inner circle? Reach out to me. I'm always up for making new connections. My email is topher, at johnbine.com, johnbine.com. You can check out our company as well, John Bine at johnbine.com/entrepreneur for this community. Or find me on LinkedIn by searching for Topher Deutschman. So that's your Action Saturday. Thanks, everybody.